Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramarte Fio on blogtalkradio.com. We are an associate of TCPN. You can find us at www.thecommonsprojectnetwork.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Thursday's Hammer Down News. I'm your host, Evan Batterton. We have a very special show for everybody. Last week we had an interesting caller, and he revealed some information to us that, I mean, is disturbing a little bit. And he has volunteered to put his neck on the line, so to speak, and come on this week and elaborate on everything that he said. And before I get to him, I am going to introduce my co-host, best co-host in the universe, and he will talk dirty to you for a couple cheeseburgers and a euro in Dutch if you want him to. Dap, thanks for being on the show again with me. How are you?
Always. It's a pleasure, man. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Jap. It's a nice day today.
Yeah, it is.
Do we have our buddy Charlie in with us yet?
I'm not sure. No. I don't think so. Not yet. He will be on there very soon. He will be very soon.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll get him in. Let me go ahead and introduce our special guest. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce him by his handle, Crypto. Crypto, last week you called in and you told us a few things. You made the statement that you were 100% sure that there was going to be an attack on American soil sometime in the month of October.
Yes, sir.
First of all, welcome to the show, my friend. Thank you for being on. And can you elaborate on that, any?
To begin to elaborate, I probably need to go back. I don't know. If you were reading my post, I was saying 2006. But what I'll do is I'll just move a little bit forward. You guys been paying attention to what's going on with the comet, correct?
With the, yeah, iSun? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I was writing on my form is I was saying, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to.
Have
you heard of Project Bluebeam?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you've heard of Project Bluebeam, look at this in the same scenario. And the reason for Project Bluebeam was what? They were saying that they were going to use it to cause a fake invasion or something like that, to that magnitude, correct?
Project
Bluebeam
is really...
First of all, just for people listening, go ahead and tell the people listening what Project Bluebeam is.
Basically what it was, is it was a project that came out by the government, and what happened is the file actually got leaked online. I think it was by CIA intelligence. I'm not exactly sure. But basically the thing they were going to do with it is they were going to shoot a beam into the sky that was going to create a particle hologram, if you will, of like the second coming of God or maybe a UFO. And the speculation was they were going to use it to scare people, because if the people are scared, martial law can go into effect. Now, if you go back to... I believe it's the 1980s. There was a report online from Amira Rivera in Puerto Rico, and he stated that he was abducted, and the aliens told him that there was going to be a natural disaster of an asteroid crashing into the Earth, and it was going to become a one-world government. Well, I got information that that's a CIA plant, and this thing has been staged from the start. Now, I can further elaborate on this, if you will, but basically what you're wanting to look for is you're wanting to look for any report that comes out on the meteor, because the meteor is a smoking gun. Where is it supposed to hit?
Yeah, the meteor, that's some real, this is real creepy technology what they got with Project Blue Gleam. I'm sure that you have heard of this before. They have, in the desert, they have tested this thing, and they could perfectly, create a fake hologram, and it looks very fucking real. The coming of Jesus. Jesus was in the sky. They can do anything with this. In Afghanistan, I think they used this before. And this was to make the Taliban submit. They couldn't sleep at night. They couldn't do anything. Oh no, sorry. This was harp. They blew the harp over them overnight, so they couldn't sleep. They weren't focused. And even they got one Taliban fighter, terrorist, whatever you want to call it, and they took him in a cell. And he didn't want to confess about anything at all. And at that night, and I have mentioned this in a previous show, and he claimed that Allah came and visited him in his cell at the night and told him that he should confess everything. He saw Allah in his cell, and the next day he just worked, like God told him to do it. And this was a perfect example, and I still can't find this information back. This must be like 6 months ago that I found this. Project Blue Beam is very, very advanced. Just look, go to YouTube and type in Hologram China, and you will find something, and that shit will blow your mind, because the people there, they didn't know what the fuck they saw. One morning, the people of China, they woke up, and they saw an entire new village, a town, a city, with buildings, with trees, everything just arose out of the water. And it looks that real. I know, it's really creepy technology. They can do practically whatever they want. Just look at the hologram from Tupac. It's just a little example of what they can do, how they can fake a person. If they can fake a person, they can fake anything. In 2004, I think, there was this a conference from NASA, and they discussed Project Blue Beam, and this person, he was just sitting at a desk, and they could project all kinds of objects in his hands. It's just crazy. Just a little car, and they could make it bigger. It's that real. I'm pretty sure that 99% of people, especially if you don't know about this, and you will see something like this, they can fake everything. They can fake whatever they want. It's really crazy. It's really crazy.
Right, and then what I was going to say is, you know how last time we were sitting there and we were talking about media hoaxing things on the TV all the time and things like that? They barely came out with any information about this thing, this meteor coming.
Yeah,
but is it supposed to hit Region 3?
Yeah, very true.
It's supposed to hit Region 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the area that it's supposed to come down in. That's what I was trying to get everybody to understand. It's fabricated, so FEMA can go in that direction.
Yeah, well, they are in that direction massively.
Exactly.
I was thinking about this yesterday with somebody. I was discussing this. Is there a possibility that there is an entrance for a deep underground military base anywhere around FEMA Region 3?
Washington, D.C.,
I would say so.
Yeah, you got Virginia and
Yeah, because they have sent massive, massive amounts of supplies there. Really off the fucking hook. These orders that I have seen, it is just pure crazy.
Well, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Where exactly did you get this intel or whatnot where the media is supposed to hit Region 3? I've been staying up with all types of space weather, coronal mass ejections, etc. Everything having to deal with this comet, meteor, whatever you want to call it. And as far as I've read or came with, there's nothing that states definitive destination as to where it's going to impact. from everything that I've gathered, the impact could possibly, if there even is one, be a global catastrophe, not just centralized in a state area. So I'm just curious as to where that's coming from.
I'll just say this. You have a current destination that they're looking at. They're not saying why they're going there. Why wouldn't they put the impact there? You're going to know soon enough whether or not I'm telling the truth or not, so it doesn't matter. But I'm saying, why wouldn't they put the impact there? If they've already got a destination planned out, they need a reason to be there soon, don't they?
Okay, so you're saying they're driving this impact to this destination?
Right. I'm saying that this actually hasn't came out yet. I'm saying okay. This is going to come out.
Okay, well, this comet, ice on it, et cetera, whatever, everything, anything that could possibly entail, you know, it's possible collision. It's ripped through the media belt, could in turn push smaller objects ahead of it. You could have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of, you know, five.
Small meteorites.
Yeah, you know, all over the place.
This is where I'm trying to get you to understand. And like I was saying from the beginning, you have NASA that is cooperating this information to media outlets. Media outlets are either reporting it or they're not, and it's going up on YouTube. Where's the facts?
This is my problem. Well, I know many independent astronomers. I have contacts in the astronomy community. Have for quite some time now, and I'm constantly staying up on it. I could talk about what's going on in space right now for hours, but what I'm just trying to figure out is you're saying that NASA's putting out information. It's actually not putting out any information because they took the widest forfeitures of employees when the government shut down. We're talking 97% of the crew. Five or six supposed monitoring the International Space Station. On top of, this could probably coincide with whatever you're saying, but back in August, August 6th, General William Shelton had actually got to close down the Space Fence program by October 1st. Now, I know that within itself is conspiratorial, if you will, that it coincides with a shutdown that who could have possibly known about a government shutdown in August 6th, but yet they state that, you know, the Space Fence program that monitors every and any possible object that could make a collision with Earth, that they've monitored 20-some-odd years, 30 plus years, and then out of the blue they get the call to shut it down by August or October 1st. So, I mean, as far as I know, NASA's not putting out any information to any media telling them anything as far as, you know, what could or couldn't happen. I do know NASA has put out a couple of family warning, I guess, like...
DHS file?
They did.
Yeah.
I know about that.
Are you trying to say that what they're going to do is they're going to put out information that the comet did hit, but it's going to be bullshit, right? Essentially, that's what you're saying, right?
Not as far as, like, the comet hitting. I don't know as far as what they're going to do with impact, because I don't know if they're going to take it that far. But what they're going to say so that they can position themselves in Region 3 is there's a comet heading this way. We need to help these people. Let's get FEMA out there.
That's a good one.
As time crawls on, what's gonna happen is when we turn on the news and we watch mainstream media, we're gonna start hearing CNN and Fox News and even Russia Today when we go online. They're gonna start saying, "Listen, we know where this comet's gonna hit. It's gonna hit in the D.C., Connecticut, Delaware. You know, Maryland area, and we need to get FEMA in there." Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
FEMA, exactly what
FEMA
I'm
already
say.
Is in there. FEMA already is in there.
Oh, yeah.
But what is your opinion on this? Do you think, you're saying that You know, there have been reports about comets heading this way, but personally, me personally, and of course I can't know, I can't look into the future, but an actual comet hitting the Earth, you know, last few days, last few weeks, there have been reports of small comets, and even one, it killed two elderly people, and and yesterday, I think it was in Kansas that the sky lit up again, all kinds of, you know, the northern light, that kind of shit, it lit up the entire sky, so there definitely is a lot of weird activity, but what I'm thinking about, if, let's just say, this comet, it will, well, let's say it will race past the Earth, isn't the threat of solar flares and that kind of shit, isn't that a much bigger, you know, and this is kind of funny. Charlie, you can remember this. The blackout. You remember the blackout they have planned, right?
I was the one that tried. Yeah, I've been researching that for the past couple of days, and it's crazy the amount of stuff. And that's another thing that, you know, kind of coincides with my theory. I mean, I don't know what, you know, crypto's talking, but as far as, you know, a possibility of a false flag or anything along those lines, I mean, the possibility is always there. We're talking about the U.S. government here.
Yeah.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is whether or not the damn thing hits, they're going to say that it's going to hit, and they're going to assume control of Region 3. But my question for you, Crypto, is how are they going to justify not evacuating Region 3 if they're going to say that a comet is going to hit?
This is where you really have to think outside the box. If they make the public believe that a comet hit, and then say DHS talked about shutting off the power, all right? So the grid goes down.
That's
so how do you get information out? Then they have a sector they can take control of.
There's
okay?
If you take only the mainstream media.
If you take a small sector, it's not going to take, a couple days to round these people up.
No, it's not. I guess, think outside the box, if, and this is hypothetical, I'm not trying to fearmonger anybody listening or anything, but if they were to say that a comet was going to hit Region 3 and they needed to evacuate, then you would have an entire section of the country displaced. What better place to put them than in FEMA camps?
That's true, too.
This is my little theory when it comes to that. I kind of understand where you're going with that, Crypto, but I'm having trouble wrapping my head around the fact that, say they do cut the electric for that whole area, given individuals, I mean, you know, there's a lot of sheep out there, don't get me wrong, but you're going to have quite a few individuals that are already going to anticipate the government coming in and saying, hey, come with us, we'll keep you safe, and they're going to be the individuals that are like, hey, fuck you, we're going to do what we do.
I think it's going to be the other way around, Charlie, I think it's going to be the other way around. If there's going to be chaos, and they will have the people believe that something is heading toward that area, I think the people will be begging the fucking government to take them into shelter and to help them. And you know, you got all the MREs and that kind of shit, please help us. I think because the mainstream media is really a devilish thing, and they can make people believe whatever the fuck they're saying, because 99%
I mean, to an extent, but you know, all it takes, in my opinion though, Jap, in all honesty, all it takes is a little bit of logic, and you'll come to terms with the fact that if there's going to be some enormous fireball falling out of the sky that's coming to cause devastation, unless they're putting you hundreds if not thousands of feet under the earth, it doesn't matter what the fuck they do with you. So if they're just trying to round you up and put you in a camp, I mean, you already know what's headed. You're not gonna get safety just going to a fenced-in area. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
if martial law is declared, they have no choice but to go to the camp. Am I correct in that, Crypto? They gotta go.
That's exactly where I was going with that, and that's not the only thing. What happens if the troops that are rounding you up aren't U.S. troops? Do you think they care?
Okay.
I mean, I understand they don't care, but this is where I would like to believe that the American people aren't going to stand for, you know, regardless if it is catastrophic, you know, the end of whatever. I mean, if you really don't have much to look forward to because inevitably there's something falling out of the sky, martial law, I mean, I'm gonna take as many individuals as I can with me. I'm not going.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people will. Some people will.
Some people will, and I believe that it will be a small portion, but I'm not trying to glorify anything, but if you look at the current situation, you know, more and more people are waking up. It's very true, but I'm afraid that still over 60, 70, 80%, they will believe whatever the government tells them, sadly. That's just my opinion. And I just heard that we got a caller. We got Clint on the air. Wu-Tan, can you put him on?
He's there. He's here.
Clint.
Hey, welcome
to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man,
we can hear you. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not a whole lot. Man, I've been sitting back listening and not saying anything just so I could put a scenario together in my head and not base any judgments off anything. And the only thing I've got really is I know from personal experience, from military experience, that our military has hologram technology that's out of this world. I was told firsthand that did y'all see the supposed UFO that come down over Jerusalem, pop back up? That was supposed to have been a training for they were going to fake the second coming of Allah to gather the people together.
Yep.
Now, if you can fake a second coming with a hologram, you can fake a comet. You can fake an asteroid.
That was actually in the Washington Post for the listeners. The Washington Post did, even mainstream media reported that technology in 1999 of February. Go ahead, Clint.
Yeah, and from personal friends of mine that were special forces that were there, they flipped out. They seen it in the works. Some of them aren't even in the military anymore because of it.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
If you cut the grid, and while you've cut the grid, you tell the rest of the grid, you know, you've got that little area cut because they've already put out that they were gonna test that area. So if you cut that area, then you tell the rest of the area that there's an asteroid headed there, but you can't contact that area. You can fake an asteroid from the outside in, then you can blow up from the inside out. Because if you look at the Pentagon, everybody knows it was an airplane, but everybody believes it was an airplane.
Yeah.
So you can fake an asteroid coming in, blow it up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just it's clearly a speculation. But
hey,
it's a good theory because I think that is what Crypto was trying to say. If they could. Make the people believe that an asteroid or whatever hit that region and that the power is down due to whatever, to solar flares or the impact itself, then information, it can't get out there, you know, very hard. Of course, it is possible, but it's going to be very hard. And, you know, people will just blindly believe that. And they think, oh, so good, the government's taking care of them. The government's taking good care of those people and we have nothing to worry about. But yeah, I think that the power grid going down, that's a real big possibility, especially when you see all these drills that they want to take power down just to see how it reacts. And then you got, I forgot the name, but this was from the FBI, I think, I'm not sure.
Grid X 2.
Yeah, exactly. They said a cyber 9/11 is not a when, but a if, you know, so it's not like they haven't been preparing the people for shit like this. It's not an impossible scenario, but yeah, it's kind of hard. Most of the time, when the people think something's gonna happen, then something completely different is gonna happen. And also that people will see through that shit. Not a lot, but they will. But yeah, what Clint said, that makes very much sense. You know, if they cut off a portion of the grid. And then tell the other portion of the grid, you know, this is what happened, this is what we're going to do. FEMA got everything in place. They got all the supplies they need. They got everything. You know, here's the government. We're here to help you, you know. I think that's a very good possibility.
Yep.
All right.
Well,
right.
You know, my question
is
this. What's the purpose of Region 3 being locked down? I mean, they're going to have to...
Thank you.
Are they going to move from right to left? How's this going to go as far as being able to declare martial law in the rest of the country? I mean, can you answer that, Crypto?
Like I said, you have to... Let me just go back to the beginning so you can kind of understand this. All right, George Bush Jr. in 2006... signed into law the North America Union. I'm sure you've heard of it, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And around that same time, George Bush was selling off military bases, roadways, and everything else to Dubai. I'm sure you knew about that. And
yeah.
Okay. And then in 2000, I believe it's 9... I think it's 2009, Obama revised it, opening it up for North America Union to be able to sell off whatever they wanted. America's been in debt. They've been selling and selling. So think about who actually owns the United States now. Look at it that way. Start looking at Syria. Who's running around with our brothers shooting at people, supposedly?
That's good.
And
we talked about that a little bit.
And then, not only that, but now you have China in the mix with the U.S. Now, what I'm trying to say is that you're not looking at this our government versus another government and their people. You're looking at all the people versus their government.
Versus the state. It's the people versus the state. It's not exactly the United States.
Well,
United States is owned by foreign bankers, so it's completely in their hands. And the bankers know the Rothschilds, etc. They really control the world. And,
now,
they know that they control the world. They can pull whatever prank they want. They can pull whatever.
I believe my friends, the Rothschilds, are getting ready to make a big play. I really do. I believe that. That's why I am entertaining all this, because it's almost as if you feel it coming.
Yeah.
And I know Clint can probably relate to that better than most people can when I say something like that. You know what I mean, Clint? I can feel it coming. Something is going to be, a play is going to be made very soon. It really is.
The question is,
now,
I just don't know how. I know there's an executive order for the government to be able to take over the entire country's transportation, the entire country's power, any kind of mass transportation, the government can take it over anytime they want. If I was in the government, I would probably make sure that in the case of a real emergency, I could do that too. I mean, it is a decent safety measure in the event of a hypothetically 100% honest and good government, which we know does not exist.
Okay, that was cute.
So
okay,
and everybody hears about FEMA camps, and I just want to let everybody know, and these are from my prison days, that every penitentiary in the country has an untold amount of space to hold people, that they will never put standard prisoners going into the general population into. Every residential facility that's affiliated with prisons, et cetera, they have dormitories that can hold people. They are surrounded with barbed wire, and they are surrounded with floodlights. I was in one, okay? I was in one. Not just the penitentiary, but I was in a residential center that had barbed wire around it that was on railroad tracks right here in St. Louis, Missouri, 1621 North 1st Street. Everybody can look it up.
It
was on a railroad and had barbed wire around it with floodlights. So this is not out of the realm of possibility. It really is, and I'd just be interested to see how they're going to be able to move that event from right to left across the country and from center to north and south.
Hey, Evan, you know, they just came out on the media, and they admitted that they found Bigfoot. All of a sudden, the government closes, and they found Bigfoot.
The more things that they can get us to believe that are anti-biblical, the further they get us away from the facts. And
yeah,
they've got more people now than ever that's watching Ancient Aliens that believe in aliens instead of fallen angels. You've got more people now than ever believing in the most silliest stuff instead of looking at facts.
Very true.
But you also have more people than ever that's standing up for themselves. And if something like that happens, it's only going to get so far. They're only going to cause something to happen and then get so many people to start walking towards a FEMA camp.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff is in the protocols, too. It's in the protocols. For anybody that does not like, you know, Rothschild brand Zionism, but they brand themselves atheists and things like that, then you guys need to read the protocols because that's in the protocols, okay?
Protocols.
Now, the next thing is you know, we don't even know if all these lights and fireballs in the sky, we don't even know now, based on what Crypto said, if they're holograms or not. And Reagan stated on two different occasions the possible situation of, you know, an outer world threat to us. Now, I don't know if he was talking about aliens or he was talking about a comet or anything like that, but this is not something that hasn't been entertained by the United Nations or the United States.
Yeah,
so we're not crazy
that's
because
incorrect.
This has been entertained before.
I can remember that. I don't know which president it said. I think it might be Bush, but it might be Reagan. I'm not sure. This is way before my time. But they talk about when a threat from outer space or something would come, and that humanity then would unite, and they won't think about division anymore, and that kind of shit. But what is going on in my mind then, that is for them, it's not like some peace fucking love chronicle. This is more something to put global government in control. Not like they don't already have that, but they want the people to accept it. They really want the people to want it. It's not, they can't force it on the people because there are just too many of us. So they really want that the people will blindly accept it.
I guess I get what you're going at, Jap. You're pretty much saying they're going to cause something that makes the entire population get behind the idea of whatever leader's speaking. Pretty much the same thing that took place in 9/11. I mean, the diversity and the separation amongst Americans, and then all of a sudden, terrorists hit the towers. Now everybody's holding hands, and we all have a common we all have a common enemy. No, we don't have to hate each other anymore.
Yeah,
my money's on Prince William, by the way. Remember where you heard it first. Remember where you heard it first. My money's on Prince William.
And it's funny.
I'm just saying.
Because
I completely agree with you right there, though, Evan.
Yeah. It's a very good point.
Smart money's on William. So, what kind of time frame are we looking at then, Crypto?
October.
I mean,
November.
Are we looking at
That's
the end of October? Are we looking at the beginning of November? What are we looking at?
I'd say around November 20th.
Okay. So we'll start hearing things on the media sometime around the end of the month, I imagine.
Yep.
In order to properly hype the fear.
Look, you have to think of it like this. If this comet's real, how come they haven't been telling us about it? How come it's so quiet?
It is relatively quiet on mainstream media. You're right about that.
It is. And the reason it is relatively quiet is because initially it was supposedly believed that it was only 5 kilometers, and a couple of my astronomy community. Who said what?
Who said that was going to be that big? Because I know back in 2000.
Go ahead.
5 kilometers is one heck of a meteorite.
It's far bigger than 5 kilometers. From what individuals have taken pictures in scale size, this is what NASA had initially put out, that it's going to be 5 kilometers. But if you take into consideration Lovejoy, Hale Bopp, all of these comets that supposedly lit up the night sky, and then listen to their assumptions that it's going to be the comet of the century, it's going to be brighter, you could possibly see it with the naked eye during day, and et cetera, et cetera. Nothing coincides with a comet or any form of, terrestrial or extraterrestrial article flying through space at 5 kilometers is not going to light up like they're playing it up to be. It's from what my peoples have informed me of, it is far larger than anybody has expected. And the downplay of it being what it is, I mean, you know, but who really knows? I don't have a $8 billion telescope to take a look myself. I'm just going off of what, you know, individuals that have been in the field for 20-plus years are telling me.
What has the Vatican said
but
about
there is
ISON?
No coverage
what, have
on.
They, what have they said with their Lucifer telescope? Has the Vatican said anything? Does anybody know?
I haven't heard anything.
That's one aspect I haven't even looked at. But now that you brought that to my attention, Evan, I'm going to get right on it.
I would entertain that.
If
I
don't
mean,
have
I really
something
would.
By the end
they
of the show.
They have a powerful telescope, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they do.
And they have worldly knowledge. I mean, you know.
The Vatican's not stupid, not by any means. Corrupt, but not stupid. They're not. So here's my question, and this is going to go to our military guys and to you, Crypto, and I guess I'll probably start with Clint first. What's the deal with all these rumors about Russian troops on our soil? Are they rumors or are they facts?
Well, me personally, I've not seen one in person, so I refuse to tell you it's a fact, and that's just me, the way I run things. But I don't blame you. I've seen news articles from eastern Kentucky, northern Tennessee, down where Fort Campbell is, saying that they've got foreign troops doing Roblox, and it's foreign troops with American BDUs with American names. I've got friends that supposedly had ex-girlfriends, something like this. But I try not to stress that too much, but they claim that they were training with foreign soldiers that just showed up in their platoon. But again, none of those. I've seen the news articles. Myself, I've seen where it come from. I verified that was a correct place.
I can remember you saying that, Clint. You said that you asked a lot of military buddies, and they said, "Yeah,
right, yeah.
I've been training with foreign troops all the time. It's no big deal."
Right, and see, I also own a tattoo shop, so we have a lot of customer base that are military, and these guys nowadays just think it's okay. I bring up Posse Comitatus, and they look at me like they don't know what's going on. And they say, no, we train with troops all the time that are foreign inside the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of training are they doing, Clint, did they say?
This is it. They're just doing just your basic everyday stuff, just weekend drills, your a lot of communications training, MP training. It's basically, if we were to go into another country and train them from the ground up, that would be all right. That would be legal. But when they start coming into this country training with our facilities, that's when it starts getting into the intelligence part of it where we're not supposed to be doing that. But these guys are just trained every day now, so just think it's okay.
Are they exclusively Russian? Do you know what their nationalities are?
The ones that I read about in the newspaper articles, they claim to have been strictly Russian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
that's the only ones that I can say for sure.
Yeah, they have said that there are over, I don't know the exact number, but I think it was 36,000 Russian troops. And even let's say that they are scattered all over Fiemantry, then people have got to know this. 36,000 troops, that's not a small amount. It's a huge fucking amount, and people will notice that. But, you know, it's not uncommon for foreign troops or something to train together, to perform other activities or drills. If we look at Boston, at the Boston bombing, and we take a good look at the National Guard, and we still got the pictures, we could see that those people, most of them, weren't from American nationality. And I think, Evan, you pointed it out to me, that they really look like that it could be Mossad or some Czechics, intelligence, whatever. It's really crazy. It's not something that is new. And I think, you know, just like Clint said, that the troops are already saying, like, yeah, we're playing with them all the time. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Are they,
I
got a question about the number. Clint said 36,000. I've heard 36,000. Crypto, how many people are you hearing? I've heard up to 400,000.
That sounds about the general.
That's
probably the general number that everybody's been hearing. You know, it's public knowledge, but there's also, they're supposed to be over in Syria, right? Fighting and everything else, because they're not supposed to. But from what I've been hearing, is that you have the U.S. troops that have to stand down from September to November.
Yeah,
Why would that be?
That's true.
Why would that be? So that means that you've got foreigners flying around in our skies, which I commented on that earlier. If they're making U.S. stand down, who's up there?
And, you know, that's not, for the listeners, that is not a bigoted or a racist statement whatsoever.
No, no.
For foreign,
no,
for foreign trips to fly over the sovereign United States, that's a problem.
That's a problem,
That's a problem for us. I mean, and anybody that believes in the official 9/11 story, that should be a problem for you too. Foreign people in planes in American skies. We have a caller, 210. Ruth Ann, do you want to put,
call
210 wrong. On?
Right, 210, you're on the air.
Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yo. How are you doing?
Oh, this is Ted, guys.
Hey, Ted.
Oh, Ted, what's up?
Hey, I've been listening to, the conversation, Clint, Crypto. I've just... following along and about the foreign troops, them overflying on our airspace. If that's true,
these are not
what I'm thinking is like about. I mean, that's a whole other. I wasn't even expecting to talk about that, but you know, with the airspace. What about the chemtrails? You know, are they responsible or, there's just so much, there's so much stuff, so much info that's coming in. And, but I think basically guys, I mean, in my opinion, our government, everything is for sale in America.
Correct.
And the United States government has racked up a lot of debt. China holds most of our debt. And I don't believe that they see our country. I don't believe they see the borders. To them, I think everything is just real estate. And the people like us, we don't look at it like that. We look at it. We're Americans, and this is our sovereign land. This is our inheritance. And the government, these guys, these bankers that they've sold out to. They think of it as just real estate. They're looking at it as in a purely commercial sense, I believe they sold us out, man. They've sold our land, and I think the foreigners now are coming in to collect on the debt. That's what
this
I believe.
Is exactly right, and you're 100% right. And this is exactly what I was going to touch on. I put up a video of Senator Shelton from I believe it's Rhode Island. And he was talking about how the government took $1.5 trillion, which would have canceled out our debt and put it in a Swiss bank account. Now, if you think about this, and it's true that the U.S. has been sold off, do the laws still apply? Or are they commercialized laws created by the government to make us do what they want? And that's why the Senate has no say in what's going on. But also, you have to think of it like this. If there is a second part, which we all know there is because it's been coming for a long time, which is the crash of the dollar. If the dollar doesn't exist, what comes into play? Foreign currency. We become a foreign country. What is Obama doing right now? He's buying a Muslim museum. I mean, if you piece it together, it makes perfect sense what's happening. It's a takeover of the American people by separate governments together. That's what you're looking at.
Yeah, and also I think people forget. I think what people are forgetting is that, in the Middle East, like Syria, even Gaddafi, even Saddam Hussein, they were gonna start selling the oil without the petrol dollar. Gaddafi wanted to start using the dinar, and the thing is we don't have any gold. The dinar was gold based. The African dinar was gold. The Rothschild Bank countries don't have any gold. It's all paper. It's all debt.
I can reiterate. I actually ran across something to emphasize what you're saying, Ted. Actually, China is doing a mad grab for all of their gold out of every reserve across the globe right now. And they're actually refining it back down and stamping 1 kilo bricks, and their goal is to actually take over and form a globally gold-backed currency by next year, actually.
Well, yeah, the BRIC, the BRIC nations.
Yep.
Like China, they're starting to use their Iran is they're thinking from an article that I read is they're going to start using the UN gold, you know, gold. China's been hoarding a lot of gold lately. They've been buying up like tons and tons of gold.
Yeah, they hold, and, I want to say, 8,000 tons worth of the, or 4,000 tons of the 8,000 globally or something. Yeah, it's crazy, but,
crazy.
I mean, they're stamping kilo bricks. We're talking 2-pound bricks of gold when we've been working off the ounce. I mean, that's doing big things.
Yeah.
China has the most gold in the entire world, okay? It's theirs, but the United States holds the majority of the world's gold underneath the New York Federal Reserve Building. They are the United States, the Federal Reserve, I should say, because the Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government. It's not part of our soil.
No, privately owned bank.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve has the largest number, or has the largest holding of gold in the entire world. They're securing it for everyone else. The United, the Federal Reserve is also, it's the largest, it holds the largest voting power in the International Monetary Fund. And it goes to reason that whatever delegation from whatever country holds the largest voting power in the IMF would hold it in the World Bank as well, and they do also.
Right.
Now, to say those two things would mean they would have to hold it in the BIS bank.
Yeah.
Now, the BIS is set up, and it is designed to be the central bank of all central banks. Jeff, you remember my Rothschild blog.
Oh, yeah.
The BIS is comprised of, it's over 30 central banks in the world. It's not all of them. There's about 165 central banks. But it's composed of the 30 that matter. Let's put it like that. It's composed of the 30 that matter. It's not made up of politicians. It's made up of a delegation. And you can bet that the delegations from all these nations, they're probably the people that aren't in any of the delegations are people that hold stock like the Rothschilds and all the banks. There's going to be people, and not just the Rothschilds, but the Rockefellers, the Morgans, people like that, they're going to hold stock. They're going to hold stake in every single central bank, so they're probably not going to be listed as delegates. But the crash of the dollar would basically send the entire world's currencies into a downward spiral. The Great British Pound is stronger than the dollar, right? But that But if the dollar crashed, then what would be necessary, and unfortunately would be the only thing, as long as people still buy into the fiat, money system, the only thing that could save the global economy if the dollar crashed was a single universal currency.
And that's what, honestly, that's what everything that I've ran across in the past 2 days is what China's going for. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA, also known as, add to what you said, Evan, about the reserve holding a good majority of the bank, of the gold.
Mm-hmm.
GATA is actually stating, and given this is through assumptions and whatever they have knowledge of that, you know, the standard people have nothing of, they're stating that now 80% of the gold that investors believe is in allocated accounts is long gone. Like, it's either been used in, you know, busted funds, et cetera, because they have that backing or whatever investment, and they can still utilize a dollar to give somebody. Because, you know, not many people are going to go to whatever investment firm and be like, hey, give me my bricks of gold back, please, you know, because you can't rightly go somewhere and drop a brick down and buy a new Mercedes or something. So as long as they're still getting cash, it doesn't matter if they have that gold that is supposedly said to be still in that account. And I also ran across that apparently there was a big story that was on a hush-hush about gold being laced with tungsten and whatnot. And a lot of these rumors and whatnot had spread from Fort Knox, all the gold that was supposedly kept at Fort Knox and this and that wasn't real gold.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I can remember plated
that.
Gold
that was, it was in 2010. But So as far as what I have gathered from, you know, the global community and what they're talking about with all these gold committees is that China is seriously trying to make a grab at the a global currency, and with the hopes of grabbing up all of their gold that they have throughout the country, is going to push the, you know, debt-based dollar to crumble and in the end. So
guys,
let me get the link for that and I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Sorry,
I wanted to say
no, go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Crypto.
Oh, well, I was, you know, first of all, our economy was destroyed from within, okay?
Yeah.
We you know, like NAFTA, you know, was the beginning of the end for this country, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was done purposefully. It was done, you know, for these guys' greed. And I wonder, I think sometimes, you know what, we should let the dollar just destroy itself, you know, let it fall.
Yeah, that's the last.
And the thing is, we the people, man, happened. Our fathers, our grandfathers, we let this happen, guys. We let, for us not educating ourselves and letting these guys, are you know, really, all the prosperity was built on air, man. All this prosperity, the dollar, you know, credit, all that. We should just let it collapse, man. And start doing our own currency again, man.
You know, that would be the thing to do, and I can tell you guys one thing for sure. That this started in 1790 with Alexander Hamilton, who was an agent of the Red Shields, and I don't care if anybody wants to criticize me on that or not, but it happened in 1790 when he was crying constantly about having a central bank in the United States to stabilize United States credit. That's exactly when it happened, and he was a pawn of the Rothschilds. Whenever the charter wasn't renewed, Nathan Rothschild threw a fit in England and said, send those punitive Americans back to colonial status. That's a quote directly from him in a newspaper.
The world, they
didn't really do a good job here at Europe building up credit or a stable banking system, because the banks here are everything but stable. If it wasn't for the government buying them out and giving them more money and shit, I think it would have collapsed like 2 years ago or something. Like what happened in Cyprus, if they didn't buy out all the banks and lend them money and shit, every bank here in Europe would have been saved. And I think it would be the same in the United States, because they just keep giving them money. The Federal Reserve just keeps giving them fucking money. And like you said, the Federal Reserve is not... It's not the U.S. government, it's privately owned, and they keep buying those banks out. And you need to think by yourself, why are they doing that? Why do they want to hold up these banks? You know, to me it's obviously because they just want the people to keep chasing, you know, fake money, which doesn't have any value anymore. It's not like back in the days when they used gold to, you know, let it go in for that. It's just imaginary, and if you can let people chase that shit, you know, you have to, because you have to pay the bills, you have to pay the mortgage, everything. That's some pretty serious power that they got there. They can do, make people do whatever they want with that. You know, if shit really hits the fan, I think money is really the last thing that you have to worry about. I think
exactly.
And by that time, I think ammunition and supplies are 10 times more worth than money.
Yeah, how does that
really
work?
Think about it too, Jap. Gold is just a rock when it all boils down to it. It's just a rock. Am I right or am I wrong? Now, I would say, with the government being shut down.
Well, you know, it's precious.
Guys,
you're looking at law.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the money, you know, we all know, like you're saying, you know, it's just a rock. Gold is just a rock. The money that the United States has, we've been using the currency, it's just paper. The thing is, what the government has been doing is I don't believe in banking, okay? I don't believe in banks. I don't put my money in banks. What I believe is in hard assets. I use my cash, my worthless cash money, I turn it into assets, okay? This government, man, they've been ripping us off, taxing us to death, and what they do is they invest that money and they acquire assets. They acquire land, they acquire, you know, real estate, and they build up. I mean, look, our they keep talking about the deficit, $16, $17 trillion. But the United States Inc. They have this country is really a communist country, man, because these guys, all these municipalities, our cities, our state governments, they all have the money invested, man, and
yeah,
all these different companies, Exxon, they make money. Yeah, and so they've acquired the wealth. Like, you know, land. I mean, they might not have money, like, you know, like we're talking about, but they've acquired a lot of land, man, and they're selling it. They're selling it off, bro. Look at Idaho. You got Chinese free trade zones. They're actually building little towns, man, that are just full of Chinese workers, you know,
yeah.
and their laws apply in there, in those little towns or whatever. You got that happening right now in this country, man, on U.S. soil.
Well, as far as the plutocrats obtaining resources and obtaining assets, you know, I actually talked about this when your brother was shot, Jap.
Yeah.
Again, we got to look to our friends the Rothschilds, specifically Edmund, whenever the World Conservation Bank came into play and then turned into the Global Environmental Facility. That was the world's very first global bank that started dealing with equity for debt. And as of right now, it's almost assured that the Global Environmental Facility alone will hold about 30% of the world's land just in the Southern Hemisphere in the Third World.
Oh, shit, yeah. I remember it now. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. So with this comet thing that we're going to be watching in the news for crypto, could it be said that with the government shutdown, that it might be easier to get quantitative easing infinity pass to turn the government back on in the event of an emergency like this? Or is this going to be used to be the first step towards hyperinflation, since we're talking about banks?
See, that's why I brought it up, because it's believed to be Plan B. Because you look at it like this. If nobody buys into the first goal, what do? You step into the second one. And like I said, the senator brought it up, and he's actually piecing it together. He stopped, and he won't finish the puzzle. And that's because it outs everything that they're trying to do. They took that money that would have made us debt-free here, and they locked it away for a reason, without people knowing about it. They want to kill it. They want to kill it. And that's what people have been saying for so long, and nobody's been paying attention. Everybody's like, oh, it's bullcrap. We'll never run out of money, blah, blah, blah. And then about all this stuff about monetary value and everything else, it's only worth what they say it's worth.
Yeah.
Shit. Once martial law comes into effect, nothing is nothing. They can
National Reserve Banking has been the biggest farce in the entire world's history. It really has. Printing money and then them telling you what it's worth without absolutely nothing to back it up. Really, fractional reserve banking means they only need to back 10% of it up.
They only
need 10% to back it up. It's bullshit. It really is.
Yeah, it sure is, man. Not to get too caught up into how much money's worth or how much gold's worth. When you look at it, let's just say that the 15 families, the Rothschilds, the places like that, the elite, once they start this domino effect of trying to take over, it doesn't matter what gold's worth. It doesn't matter what money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
They've got enough. They've got what they need.
Yeah, they got
to do what they want to do. So it doesn't matter how many coins you've put away. No, that's going to matter. It doesn't matter where a dollar's at. Money to them is nothing. They are money, $3 billion,
right?
Just to,
basically.
Yeah, I mean, they are money. They're the reason we've got money.
Don't get you 30 votes.
So it means nothing to them. Power is what they're after. They're after the power.
Yeah.
So just, I wouldn't try to get too caught up in the money, because in the end, it's not going to be anything. It's going to be the power.
Mm-hmm. And that's
And the power that they have is that everybody's going to get caught up in the money thing, in anything.
Right.
That's
the
power that they have.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
That's what they've constructed. They've constructed, and they've done it. The Rothschild family is a self-made family, guys.
They really are. They've bought their way into the Illuminati. And, you know, unless you want to entertain the fact that the Templars gave them loans, which that's not out of the realm of possibility either, but they have created a situation in the last, you know, 300 years in which we have to have them as a society, because everybody's like, you know, well, who's going to print our money for us?
Right.
I mean, who's going to tell us how much $1 is worth if we don't have them? Was $1 really worth $1? Maybe in America, but how much is a dollar worth in Australia? How much is a dollar worth in Great Britain? Right? I mean, things change
every
day.
It's not even worth anything.
And who
they've
the fuck
so
says,
much
who
of it?
You know? Yeah, who gives them permission to tell us what it's worth? I mean,
guys, that's why
did.
They got. That's
we
why
gave them permission. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's why they killed Kennedy, man. That's why they killed Kennedy. We could have got off this country. We could have paid off our debt, just like Gaddafi did. We could have paid off our debt and Gandhi's banks off our back. You
that
know?
Is very true. And look what they do with the people who want to achieve that. Bang, back and to the left. That's exactly what they do with those people. They don't really, you know, peace is selling, but who is buying? Peace doesn't really, you know, it doesn't make you a lot of money. It doesn't give you a lot of power. The best for them is wars, and you know, I want to go back on this a little bit. If we look at the government shutdown, and I think it's more a fear-mongering type of thing that's going on. You know, all the government is shut down, and you know, we need to get.
That, I don't want you to get all muddy. Your feet are sweating.
Well, hey, and Jeff, this is exactly my assumption when it comes to the fear-mongering. Is you know, take a look at what happened today. And one of the only thing, the whatever went down in D.C., you know what I'm saying? The only thing that you continue to hear all of these reporters say is, oh, on the third day of the shutdown, these police were doing their jobs and not getting paid for it. It's like, who gives this shit? If they didn't want to do it, then they wouldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? They're trying to push the fact that this government shutdown is harming and hurting so many people. And I mean, given, I'm assured it is, but for them to try to reiterate or make some, you know, outlandish shenanigan that took place earlier today.
What happened today,
in order
Charlie, to... What happened today? And I just got back
you
hours with the shooting or whatever
it was
happened.
Some as far as I know, there was...
Yeah, shooting
there was
in
no... I don't even know what the whole ordeal was over. I just know the chick got shot. She didn't have a gun. There was a kid in the car, and the cops were chasing her.
Yeah.
She ran a couple
cars. I saw the video. But it's a funny coincidence that today, you know, October the 1st, this is the last day of something called Capitol's Shield 2014. And this was a major preparation on drills. And this was the last day named Capitol's Shield 2014. And what happened near the Capitol this day, you know, it's like they don't even give a shit anymore. They can do whatever they want. And I don't want to say that this is a false flag, but it fucking looks like it. Because it's on the last day of its drill that, it's, you know, the name is very similar to it. And it's just like, it's just such a ridiculous shit. And like you said, they say, you know, on the third day of the government shutdown, you know, they really try to, you know, push the people.
Look
what is happening. The government is shut down and now this shit is going to happen. Oh, and almost a million government workers are out of work and that kind of shit. They really want the people to want the government. You know, come on, get back government. Come on, help us. It's really crazy.
Hey,
since
the government shut down, you've had the two people in the parachutes on the news.
That was crazy.
Then you have Bigfoot crap. Then you have a freaking earthquake. And then today, you have a shooting. I mean, come on.
It's distraction.
Come on.
Don't pay attention to us fucking you over in the background.
Exactly.
Very true.
Actually, elaborate on that earthquake, if you would, please. Talk about that earthquake. Somewhere.
I didn't really catch it.
Talk about an earthquake. The world needs to know about this stuff.
an earthquake. It happened today, right? I didn't catch all of it because I wasn't
at home. They've been saying for a while. They've been saying for a while that there was going to be an earthquake in the west.
Yeah.
And then today, I get information that there's a lot of helicopters and things like that going off in the west. So I go outside, and there's military copters flying by. I was like, what the hell? And they were going west.
You took pictures. I saw it. You took pictures. I saw it. There's nothing to
check. So, I mean, there's something going on over there, but did you hear anything about an earthquake? Hell no, I didn't.
No, I haven't heard anything about one.
Just now.
Well, the thing is, and this is funny also, I was compiling a list of major agencies that were affected by this shutdown of the government, and possible false flags. This is why I was looking into it, is because, you know, possible false flags that could coincide under it. One being the NASA shutdown, whatever's coming from the sky. Two being the U.S. USGS. If you go to the website, you know what I'm saying, it says that this is down and only a few services to protect and this and that, but they can't be held responsible if it's not, if there's no warning in a timely manner and this and that. So, I mean, that right there opens the door for, you know, whatever to take place. If they could make an earthquake happen, and they could blame it, once again, on the government shutdown. Oh, well, if they could have just got their heads out of their asses and whoop, whoop, then, you know, we would have had, you know what I'm saying, a warning or whatnot.
Very true. Yeah. And also it's funny with the NASA shutdown, because I think almost 90% of NASA is shut down. Even the space watch, I don't know the exact names, that kind of shit.
Yeah, the space fence.
Yes, exactly. Everything really is on the down low. It's a real good
opportunity. And another one. The CDC. The CDC. A big majority of them are closed down. And the main groups or programs from the CDC that are closed down is the annual flu program that tracks all of the, you know, where the flu is popping up and helps disseminate or distribute shots, etc.
That's funny, because on October the 1st, the CDC, they sent a shitload of antibiotics to Fema Region 3. It really is shitload. CDC was involved big time.
Yeah, well, I've been hearing some scandalous shit about CDC shipping, stockpiling certain vaccinations that haven't even been through FDA approved. I can't find the note right now, but they bought, millions and millions of dollars worth of a vaccination for...
Is it flu block?
I don't know if it was that or not, but it coincides with... They bought a whole bunch of shit that wasn't even tested. They have no idea if it's really effective or whatnot. And this was back when I was looking into the forced vaccinations that would coincide with people being crammed into FEMA camps and whatnot. But CDC, the shit that's closed down is any type of monitoring about outbreaks or, you know, possible contagions or whatnot between local, state, I mean, nationwide, none of that is being monitored and or tracked right now. So, you know, the perfect case scenario for them to, start spreading shit if that were to take place.
It's funny because over here in the Netherlands and
Belgium,
they have been pushing on the flu vaccination pretty fucking hard the last week. I have no idea. They are saying that you know, the flu is on the rise again over here.
Have
you heard this new shit, the MERS coronavirus?
Oh man, I have no idea.
Anybody familiar with that? It from what I've read, it slightly resembles the SARS in Asia a couple years ago, except this is Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome. The coronavirus that they have no cure for, that they were pushing for a cure or antidote, whatever, some form of vaccination. They were trying to mandate there be one created by October 1st. And all of this stuff keeps coming out prior to this shutdown, almost as if everybody in the higher echelon knew what was about to come. So they were trying to get all of this shit that they seemed to need necessarily then, right now,
that was my
prior
point
to this October 1st, and that's their date,
I have a theory.
Oh, go ahead.
This isn't actual fact, but this is theory, because I've been reading a little bit more stuff on the comet, actually. Think about if this comet it has like a it carries like something with it that infects people, or so they say.
That's been a thought of mine too.
That's very good.
That they could, you know, the zombie outbreak, if you will.
Yeah. Because, you know, there was a biotech firm, I think it was called Bio-Rad or something like that,
That firm that you are talking about that is really fucked up. I know what you mean. I don't know the exact name, but that's really fucking creepy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a really big connection to this flu block to Monsanto, actually.
Don't get me started on those fucks.
Well, we can do that.
They go back to the early 1930s with, they're the ones that introduced Agent Orange, Mustagen,
right.
I mean, any type of biological weapon, you know, behind them is fucking Monsanto standing. And then everybody wants to put them in charge of global food production. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
But you can't blame them any more than you blame the RAND Corporation, though, because the RAND Corporation gets in there and tells us what's right and wrong and what we should be doing with the stuff, and then they let Monsanto go in there and do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, anybody, it's greed, and that's the sad part. It's corporatist greed and power. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Those people control everything from, they run studies from what's good for our kids in school to what's the most nuclear weapon. I mean, they touch everything.
Yeah, that's very true. Those people are involved in almost everything, from the schools to nuclear missiles, and that's something you want to keep separated. Who would ask me?
Everybody good, Doc?
No. Well, Crypto, do you want to elaborate a little bit on...
My bad, Jeff. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem.
I just wanted to ask Crypto, like, I understand the whole, what is Checkmate? That's what I want to know. Like, what's the point here? If you round up every American and put them in a detainment facility, et cetera, what then? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Okay, they're going to fucking...
They're not going to take everybody.
I understand that. This is theoretical. I'm saying, even if they, shut down.
Oh, yeah. What is the game?
Yeah, what's the end plan?
Yeah.
What you do is you take the people.
Man. Y'all are going to get hurt or something.
That don't respect government ideals. People like us, basically. We get to meet up in there. And then you have the people that actually side with the government that'll be working for them, based on whatever wage they decide they want to pay them. But you have three different powers, from what I was told, that are going to be involved in the takedown. I don't necessarily know which the third will be, but we know for a fact Russia's involved. We know for a fact that the Muslims are involved. We know for a fact that the third one is more than likely China.
Speaking of that right there, what you just said, Crypto, what you just said about China, I just read a report earlier today that China is actually becoming more and more Islamic-based religion or Muslim-based religion throughout China.
I wonder what Russia feels about that.
Can tell you right now that, there's going to be some Islam in China, because the most densely populated Muslim population on earth is in Indonesia. So, it is in East Asia where there's a heavy Muslim population. So
what I read earlier, Evan, it was like, on levels of mass.
I'm never going to knock it down, guys.
China also, and they can say that they're Islam, but I firmly believe that China will always stay they're more of a communist nation than anything. They're not going to really allow a lot of religion to overtake them. What does Russia feel about China and Islam? I don't know. I find it hard to. It's hard for me to swallow. Not that I find it hard to believe, but it's hard for me to swallow that Vladimir Putin would send actual Russian troops over here. I don't know why he would. Now, if the United States is
recruiting people, that's one thing, but to send Russian military over here, I don't know, because, you know, he kicked the Rothschilds out of his country in 2006. He issued a warrant for George Soros' arrest.
Yeah.
But that could be...
What about
be
the 15,000 that they
that
just signed
a
contract
bullshit.
For? What about the 15,000, though, that's documented that they signed a contract for that will come over here to help?
Yeah.
See, that surprises me that he would do that. I mean, I'm very confused because
there's
just so much going on in alternative media and mainstream media, which is why I made that post that, you know, I believe about 5% of mainstream media, and I actually believe less in alternative media.
That's not a lot.
I really do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you have to. Well, at least you got to take it as more of a, you know, skeptical standpoint when it's alternative media. But I'm with you on that 100%, Evan, when it comes to Russia. I don't see, because I've seen and heard so many responses from the Russian community talking about, like, you know, they have their shit together. America's needed to stop worrying about what we got going on. People or what have you coming over and, you know, putting their nose in business that doesn't pertain to them regardless, let alone if President Obama is the one that is trying to get them to come over here because of the tension, you know, just from the last ordeal with Syria and Russia. I don't see Putin willingly, you know, turning
That's
over.
That's if you buy. That's if you buy the whole Syria war going on.
Well, I mean, no, I don't. I know that's all the whatnot. But
exactly.
I mean,
so what's the other reason?
The troops. I don't see Russia helping our administration one bit to do anything when it comes to something on, you know, our soil as far as them giving troops.
I mean, Clint, you said that there was a contract signed, that Putin signed a contract.
Correct. It was supposed to have been President Obama signed for the usage of 15,000 Russian troops to help us in sporting events, different things like that. That was public.
Well, I mean, I suppose that troops could be a commodity. I mean, it's not like the United States doesn't call on academi from time to time either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess when I look at it, when they use the Russian soldiers, I look at it like it's not Obama and Vladimir are the top two heads. You know, those guys are puppets anyway. If they don't like each other, it really doesn't matter to the people that's pulling the real strings. So if they want, you know, if they want whatever they want, they can have it. I'm just kind of, you know, I base anything off just facts. That's why I said I don't want to sit and say that I've seen the ones over there, over here, you know, if I see it, then I'll believe it. But from what I've heard, though, that's really everybody keeps pinpointing Russian this, Russian that. And starts adding up after a little while.
Like I said, the only thing that you have to think about is why in the FEMA reports for Region 3, it says that the U.S. military is going to stand down from September to November. Who's out there?
Yeah,
it's not us. It's somebody else.
Yeah,
well, I don't know about the stand down, but I do know that I have read reports prior to everything that's taking place right now, and it doesn't even coincide with any of this or even the Syria, even before the Syria ordeal, that they said that they're going to try to push all of the United States soldiers out of country so that they could bring in UN or whoever.
Right.
And then right after the whole Syria disarmament ordeal, I had heard Kerry talking about, well, regardless if they're going to take over arms, we're still going to have boots on the ground to oversee this and that. So, I mean, I can see where they possibly pull a certain amount of U.S. troops to go and oversee or look at that. But, I mean, you're still talking, I mean, 15,000-20,000 troops maybe to oversee that ordeal, max. And, you know, you still have, yeah, that's way more than enough.
Oversee an event, not really.
Yeah, and I'm saying this is just me theorizing. I don't know what the exact number they had stated was, but this is what I'm just assuming they're going to try to take. And, I mean, you're still left with a lot of soldiers, not to mention reserves, National Guard, et cetera, still here stateside. So as far as a massive push, there would have to be something to take place within the next couple of weeks to get every soldier out of the country to bring in mercenaries or whoever it will be to take care of the dirt that needs to be done here. If it's going to transpire.
And FEMA Region 3 doesn't even cover most of the bases. You know, that's mm-hmm. very few military facilities in that area. You're not knocking out very much by knocking out FEMA Region 3.
Well, yeah, you got Fort Bragg south of it.
You got Fort
Bragg.
And
then further
south
of Fort Bragg, you have Fort Gordon underneath that.
You got Fort Drum up in northern New York.
Fort Stewart, Fort Knox, Fort Benning.
As far as what, you know, Evan FEMA 3, yeah, you're talking, you got Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Baltimore, you got Fort Bragg in northwestern New York, you got right there, Paris Island, I'm sure there's reserve units all around that area. So.
It's a good
area. Just not seeing how it could affect a larger region, even if it's if it's just to get in. You know, if it's the guy just talking to the girl, that don't mean the girl drops her pants.
Right.
You know, they might get into the country, but they're not in a spot that they would be able to do a lot of damage the next day. Like, I guess I'm just trying to look at it. I'm trying to see the next play afterwards, and I don't see a next play.
I mean, if it was me, I'd cut power. If it was me and I wanted to fuck things up, I'd cut power. Okay? That's what I would do. I'd cut power, do like what you said, Crypto, shut off. Shut them off from everyone else. I would detonate a nuclear bomb in Region 3, and I would tell the world that shit just went down and a comet hit us, if that's the comet scenario. It is. But, you know, one thing that we keep forgetting about here is, where does NORTHCOM come into play? You know, last time I heard, NORTHCOM was several hundred thousand troops strong, United States troops strong. I don't think for one second that if the U.S. troop, especially the ones they're cranking out now,
what
if the U.S. troop
Evan?
Was told
Sorry,
to
I don't know what it is.
Corral people, that they wouldn't do it. I think a U.S. Yep. troop would totally cooperate. It's like what Clint said. They've been training with Russian troops, and they don't see a problem with it. They don't see they don't know U.S. law. Not that, you know, foreign troops on American soil isn't okay by Geneva Conventions. It just depends on what they're doing, but I mean, they're training with them. They don't think anything of it. Is to say that they're not going to stand there and call them brother.
Right.
Right.
You're right.
I know that 90% of the military that I associate with, that I've talked to, would not stand for anything that the government's pushing.
And I'm right there with you, Clint. You got the higher-ups. The NCOs are not, I mean, you know, you got cats that have been in 10, 15, 20 years that they know what's right and what's wrong morally, and they're the ones that's going to be disseminating the information down to the privates that would jump through whatever hoop the government told them to. But these cats are the ones that are their chain of command, and they're going to do what they tell them to, regardless of an order coming from Commander-in-Chief, PL, XO, whatever. They're going to listen to their sergeants, their platoon sergeants,
to squad leaders. I've served with some of these guys, man. You could tell them to cut their own leg off for the better of the military, and they're already cutting.
There's
just some soldiers out there. That is what the military calls a true soldier. It's a soldier that you give them an order, they proceed with the order. That's why I'm not in anymore.
Indoctrination.
I lost two rankings.
Mama, help me.
Right. That's what I was saying. That I personally do not believe that it's going to be the U.S. military. There's just too many signs that point outside.
I can see the United Nations.
Okay, well, this is another... Yeah, well, this is my thing then, Crypto. If there is outside troops or what have you, who's to say that the U.S. troops wouldn't take up arms against whatever is taking place?
Why do you... That's what I'm telling you. That's what...
Well, I mean, they would have to be gone. They would have to be gone in order for them not... And I don't see any mass troop movement taking place anytime soon.
All right. Just look for this. Look for U.S. troops being moved for training sessions somewhere in the opposite direction. Just look in that general area for something like that coming up.
I mean, that happens, you know, it. You have entire battalions and...
Within October, November.
Well, we definitely need people watching that.
I'll look into that. I got people still in. I mean, I got that. I'll get it.
When that happens, we will notice that shit very soon. Luckily, that's a good thing about, you know, spreading the information, because that, if you got good sources, you can get information from people who actually are there.
Yeah, I got
people. They've seen it with their own eyes and heard it with their own ears. And that's much, and that's worth gold. That's worth much more than any article you can find. But I want to go in a little bit about this, because all this shit, people have been saying this since the summer, that October 1st, that it would be a deadline. And the first thing that popped into my mind when the government shut down and I looked at the fucking calendar, and I was like, oh shit, you know, it's October 1st. What are they going to do? Since that, I've been asking people if they see any suspicious movement or military movement or whatever to send me pictures of that shit. And I think in one or two days, I think I got over 30 pictures of the trains moving, just ridiculous amounts of Humvees. Also Humvees with something loaded on the back, and I'm still not sure what it is. A friend sent me that, and I'm not sure if Clint, I think you saw it. But this was something, and they drove past it with the car, and their eyes, their ears, they started to, you know, to tingle from the frequency when they drove past that shit. And I'm thinking that could probably be some sort of communication, but I don't really understand, because when it's on the move, why is it still sending out signals and that kind of shit? But, you know, if I look into it...
I don't know. I mean, if I'm not... I still hold my... it's still probably... It might be declassified by now, but there's this thing called the Duke. I can't remember what the acronym is, but you know what I'm saying? It's actually used to jam signals by giving off, just scrambling and throwing massive amounts of signals out into the air to stop, you know, triggered IEDs, et cetera, from going off. But I didn't see the picture. Do you got any more of those pictures you could forward me, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, of course. I will send
them. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think that's
No, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't blast. I mean, it's you know, it's not able to be heard by ears. It's just frequency and or scrambling, you know, of signals. I did just run across something taking place in Boise, Idaho, October 18th. It seems like there's a lot of fighter jets or something, a whole bunch of... air traffic or whatnot that's going to be taking place in Boise, Idaho. The exercise is a fighter weapons instructor course that begins at Hulaman Air Force Base, conclude with weapons instructor students, something, twin engines. Joint developed by UK and West Germany and Italy. I don't know, but it that's the only thing so far that I've ran. Or anything taking place.
Yeah, that's good.
Just everything adds up with Nalapano stepping down. As soon as he stepped down from DHS, the first thing they did was they announced that there was going to be a cyber attack, which everybody knows that that's probably going to be the damn grid that they're going to hit.
They
predicted a natural disaster. What exactly would be the natural disaster? Come on,
hey,
think about
jet
it.
From all over
fucking
the world.
Comment. Huh?
Yeah.
They're saying that the jets from all over the world are going to be participating in this.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
If that shit is going down, I'm sure...
There's a timeline.
If let me say it like this. If hackers or anything like that would actually want to take the grid down, then that's something that would be blasted all over the fucking
internet.
That's
what they're using. That's
and
what
I haven't
using
heard
China.
Fucking word. Yeah, that's very true. Also, it was very funny that the day that Obama had his talk with the prime minister or leader of Iran, I'm not exactly sure, on that day, I think 2 hours later, the reports came out that Iran, that they hacked the U.S. Navy, the database. They are really trying to put it in the sphere of, you know, because the world, this day, it's all electronic. Everybody walks with a smartphone. In their pants. Everything goes on social media. That's how the shit spreads these days. Yeah, it's just very crazy. And we need to go We need to get into that. But we got a caller right now. It's 862. Wu-Tang, can you put him on the air, please?
Yeah, 862.
Hello.
Is on the air. Yeah.
Are you guys on?
Yeah, we are
on. You guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you doing?
Hey, this is Tom.
Tom, what's up?
You guys all know me, man. I got a hold of you guys. I got on finally.
Oh, shit.
You there?
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Okay,
ahead.
I just want to make sure you got a little spot. Hey, first off, can I get a cliff notes about what's going down?
Yeah.
But maybe after that, can I give you guys my theory?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I remember
something
you.
Will probably go down is a blizzard up here in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Around Super Bowl.
Okay, a blizzard in New Jersey.
It's going to be a storm that could be aiming towards even like mid-Atlantic kind of region that at the last minute. They could even actually, what I'm thinking, they might even plan, isn't there like a big UN meet that weekend, that week of Super Bowl? It should be a Groundhog Day.
Wait,
a
slogan
of that year called
about.
Make Some History. Come on, guys. They're telling you something that nobody really realizes.
Hey, I got a question. Is this blizzard you were talking about, Tom? Is this right now?
Huh?
This blizzard you were talking about. Because I just, you know, like 20 minutes ago, I checked the HARP readings. And the United States... I'm sorry?
Did you say visions?
No. The HARP. The HARP reading. The readings. The stats.
It's kind of broken up on my end, so I have to talk a little bit here.
No, okay. I was saying you were talking about a blizzard in New Jersey, and I just checked the HARP readings, and it's off the fucking charts. It's all in the purple. The entire United States is really building up there. So a big ass storm probably is coming there. I'm not pretty sure, but now that you tell me
this. I might get an early one. Okay.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Thing I just got a bivy liner, a ice liner that will work inside of it, and some ski pants that I found the first story like yesterday. So I'm ready.
Okay.
Sounds like you're ready.
Ready, buddy. All I need is a
I have reason. I have reason to believe I'm ready too.
It's gonna be cold.
Yeah, man. I've been. So what's going down? I mean, what's everyone hearing right now? Because I didn't get to hear the whole show until I called in, about 20 minutes ago.
We've been talking about a lot, mostly about FEMA Region 3. Did you hear anything about that? Is there anything you want to add?
Cliff notes later on. You can send me Facebook so that way I'll know what's going on. I was trying to get out.
Yeah,
I've been making
notes the whole time. I'll make sure when I post a status, I'll tag you in it for sure.
Sweet, cool, thank you. Because I really want to know. Because I was hoping to come on here today. I really was hoping, and I was outside, burning.
Yeah, everything's archived. The entire show. You can in the end, you can listen it back. I think about five minutes.
Another thing I got going on basically was what I was trying to tell someone you guys a long time ago. But I'm starting to see it kind of being a possibility again. Is the woman trying to put in a hit on the Obama,
That
could be the trigger, and it could be something at some big event. But it's after he's going to start doing a lot of good, but he's already doing in secret. My informant dude, he's involved with the police and everything. He's been telling me a lot of stuff. I've been telling you guys about the DHS being put under military control and being phased out. Something about because they were doing such bad work and doing such bad PR. You know, their PR, the country is supremely important right now. People don't understand the image of the America is so goddamn important. If you don't realize, if the America is not seen as pristine, the whole world is fucked. I think it is because the world economy is based on the United States. The reserve currency is the dollar. So the image and the good state of the dollar is primarily important. To the point where, look at what they're doing. They're starting to kowtow to public pressure. Look at the Monsanto rider is now officially gone.
Right.
Think about it. There's no Monsanto Protection Act. It's now not in the books anymore. as of October 1st.
They don't really need it. So they never needed it anyway. It's commercial.
Well, go on. I want to hear what you guys are talking about, too. Go on, carry on. I just want to...
I want to go in there a little bit, Crypto, because we talked about this on Skype and Ubu. Like you say, it's commercial, just like the NDAA and that kind of shit. Do you go in on that a little bit about the laws?
Oh, NDAA, you guys are wasting your time with that. That's this other stuff on the books, so find of the other versions of it. The NDAA is pointless because they've already been war. The Civil War never ended.
Exactly.
The Civil War was never in treaty to end, therefore, because it was a formal declaration by the Congress. The Congress allowed the military action on Sumter. So therefore, it was a declaration of war. It never ended. Civil War never ended. It changed form. That's how we have Social Security and the income tax and all this other crap.
Okay.
So we got going on that event never ended. They've already been at war with us from the start. But something you guys got to understand is that the war never ended, and that's what they have. They created a perpetual commercial war.
Well, the National Defense Authorization Act, like I was saying, it's commercial, you know, it doesn't exist, it's not real.
Form of government, and it never got rescinded. And then those districts, the districts actually spanned all of America, not just, actually all of the United States of America, not America, I should say. It never ended. It's been under
the
form of martial law ever since. It never
finished.
That's crazy.
Well, it's open.
Some people say martial law has always been there. You know, it's always been there. The police kind of stays to grip what governments have on the people.
That's
and
the implementation.
Not only that, the region is their FEMA control since Sandy. So the FEMA region 3, 2, 1, 5, they've already been under FEMA control. Since then, that's the whole thing in here. That storm turned on a dime. I never saw that in my entire life. Even the historical, look at hurricane. I think it hit right over my house. Literally.
Damn.
Dying over my special house.
Oh, sorry.
Something's going on in the background, but that's true.
Right? Okay, I thought it was just me.
No, it's Tom's cell phone, I think. It's breaking up a little bit, but we can hear you. Charlie, what is your opinion on this? If we look at today's laws in America, the NDA...
Yeah, we're going to do a round table thing of what everybody's opinion is, like 2 minutes per person. Thomas, since you're on the phone, you can participate too, and then I'll close things out.
Okay. Well, NDA...
So go ahead, Charlie. Charlie, go ahead. What's your opinion on all this?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as the NDAA, the executive orders that have been put into place, and gradually how... You know, I think I spoke with both you and Jap about it earlier this week. You know, the federally mandated digital transition of television. Now they're going to the transition to all these smart boxes that can send and receive signals to everybody's energy consumption, electric consumptions within their homes. It just seems like everything is taken one step closer to not having any form of way to communicate amongst the population whenever shit does hit the fan. You know, the detention indefinitely through the NDAA, it's going to be damn near impossible for anybody to get any type of information across the airwaves on TV because of the digital whatever that the federal government has every lock and key on. You can't access anything. It's just it seems like everything's building up to some catastrophic occurrence as far as why and or when is beyond me, but there's so many telltale signs that state, you know, something is going to happen, and it's just a culmination is accumulating until that point, the tipping point. As far as the laws, they're all set into place to, you know, take care of the end result or harbor that end result into effect a lot faster.
Well, they can do whatever they want.
Well, Clint, let's go to you since you've been with us. Thanks for being our mystery guest, too, by the way.
No problem, brother. It's my honor.
Why don't you give me what you think about the entire show and what you see happening over the next couple months.
Next couple months, like you said, got a different kind of feeling. I've been following this type of stuff since I got in the military in 99, and something is different. Something's on the horizon. Wish I could tell you what it was, but I only speak facts. If you look at everything that's going on, it looks like the so-called bad team is in a stressful situation. They're pushing. They're desperate. So I believe they're going to try something.
They're pushing hard.
Yeah, they're pushing real hard. It seems like they're going to do something. And I don't push my beliefs, my faith, or anything off on anyone, but a lot of my knowledge comes from the Septuagint, the Hebrew version of the Bible, you know, the very first Bible. And if you look through it, a lot of it is exactly what's going on with everything from so-called aliens to everything that's happening nowadays. I mean, it's crazy, and I really do believe that within the next couple months, we're going to see a push for a lot more stuff to be real, like the what's the hairy guy's name? Bigfoot. That's no different than trying to get us to believe that, you know, that the aliens are real, that, you know, they're trying to get us into this situation to where none of us have the correct faith. And it's going to be mass hysteria once something does happen because they've got everybody believing false hopes. And I think that's a big push. It's a big push to what is yet to come. So...
It's definitely uncanny that a book that is 30% prophecy and almost all of those prophecies have been fulfilled and are completed. That is interesting. Right. Now, Thomas, I know you have a different outlook on things. With your different perspective on things, what do you see happening in the next couple of months?
Me? My turn?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, some form of a series of more natural events that culminating in a blizzard, because a blizzard is the perfect thing they can have based on the systems they have available. And around the Super Bowl, being around the thick of it, everyone will be spending all their money on the Super Bowl and they have all the brainwashing from everyone watching the TV. It could even be a big spectacle at the halftime show. Something could happen because I've been getting really weird feelings, really weird vibe about New York City. Like, I'm, like, saying that there could be, like, a large craft, like, the size of Manhattan over the damn thing. Like, seriously. And whatever event it will be, it will have to happen here. Or it will affect the media. The epicenter of it all will be here. Right here. Pretty much above my head again. they would probably cause the blizzard, some other little event. Two reasons. The UN and the stock market. All of the different organizations that are headquartered up here in New York City and around here and Long Island, all this area. This is a very critical political area and economical area at the same time. DC is mostly political, right? The government side of, even the governmental side of economics, but this is more straight economics. And look, the stock market's descending already. It descended 400 points in the past 4 days. So it's already starting to come in. So basically this... over November window is very, very dubious for me, too. I'm glad I found what I found, because I may have to, you know, need it, because the power will be out.
Right.
So what I see is basically a series of natural disasters culminating in economic failures. That seems to be the only way that they can pull something off that they will not have the blame. Everything else, they will be blamed on. Everything, if it's straight economics, president gets blamed. If a blizzard happens, well, who the hell can blame that unless we all know about HARP and that program?
Right.
So there you go.
Well, that is interesting and scary at the same time. I will go to the greatest co-host on the planet, Crypto. I'll finish up with you. You and I will finish.
Sure.
Jack, what do you think the next couple months?
Oh, man, that's a good one. If I recap everything, I think before, I don't know how this is going to go with the government, you know, alias shutdown. I think before this, the government powers back up, something will happen. because I don't see it happening anytime soon, because the Republicans in the Senate, they will not let this bill pass. You know, it's already been passed, but they just don't want to accept it. And Obama is really good at blaming the Republicans, of course, but it doesn't matter, it's all the same shit to me. I think something will happen with that. I can see in the future, but my prediction, I see something happening. I don't think it will be a shooter type of thing, and I'm guessing some sort of natural disaster, especially, you know, with the winter coming up, you know, everything could happen. It's really hard to, you know, try to speculate on this. You know, they got everything in place. They got everything in place that they want, what they need. People will most likely listen to them, you know, believe whatever is being told to them. It's just really hard to speculate on this. And I don't want to speculate too much, but yeah, I see a big natural disaster. I think that's a very big possibility.
Keep an eye, that's a good warning system. Keep an eye on the blue, because China just got that typhoon. They're right there. Their agriculture just got slammed. So keep an eye on agricultural blogs, that type of thing. They'll tell you when the food supply is getting low. And even economic blogs, when the price of certain items are going up, independent of oil. So just so you know, just keep that in mind, think of agriculture. They'll tell you. It all gets uniformly with all the other goods and services, so you have a chance.
Okay,
we've got about 4 minutes. Let me go to Crypto, before you give your 2 minutes. I just want to ask you, can you reveal where you have heard this information about the plan with the comet and the false flag and FEMA occupying Region 3?
Well, I already knew that question was going to come up. I've been in touch with somebody since 2003. I think I kind of talked to Dominus a little bit about it. I don't remember. And he started telling me little things about, oh, they're going to grab for the guns. He was also the one that told me, he goes, media is showing a plane fly into a building. It's just a bomb. And I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But I just kept listening to him and listening to him. And I started noticing a pattern. Like I was telling Dominus, you guys heard about the Kony 2012 thing, right?
Yeah.
They use that as a really, really big opportunity to trick the American people, to see how many of them they could actually get, so they could get into Uganda and actually steal their oil supply. But
what kind of connections would this guy have to know the stuff? I wouldn't give away my exact contact. I'm just kind of curious on what makes him an authority to make these predictions.
Right. Well, he was right, though. He was right about the Kony 2012 thing. I can't verify the media plane thing because I wasn't actually there. But from what he told me, he said they manipulated that. And they tried to shut that first theory down. That was the first one that they had go. But this Kony 2012 thing was actually outed afterwards. This is out. This is information that you can find on the internet now.
Right.
But he was also telling me, he goes, look at the people that are telling you that you need to support our government going into Uganda. One of the first people it was Brad Pitt. And if anybody goes back into the genealogy, Bush, Obama, Brad Pitt, they all connect. I'm not saying that as far as there is a connection, like conspiracy, whatever else. But why use him out of everybody? But anyways, so he added that to me. And then Sandy Hook came up, and he goes, hey, you need to check this out. And he gave me Silk Road's website, and they were trying to hire a hit in order to get somebody to go into the school and kill a bunch of kids. And whenever it was reported on, it was removed. Like,
wow.
They had placed the propaganda there. Like, they placed it there. There's several...
100% correct. I've seen that shit, too. I've heard a lot of shit about
there's
that.
Several, and then you had Boston, which everybody knew that was a hoax anyway. But Operation Urban Shield came out after that.
I mean, you make some good points. Those things are a lot of fucked up things. I have to close out now because, Ruthann, how much time do I have, actually?
I think less than a minute, I think.
Okay,
not
just
here.
Less than a minute.
Yeah.
Less than a minute?
You can have a couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to scare our listeners, you know. I don't want to fearmonger. That's not what the show's about. That's not what the page is about. But, you know, really, the only way to know that if any of this is going to happen, unfortunately, is if it happens. That's the only way to know for sure. You know, people call me, people message me, people ask me, what do I do? I'm located here. What can I expect? What can I do? What am I supposed to do? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you people. I really don't. To stay prepared and hope for the best. I mean, nobody that I talk to is in a worse position than I am if anything goes down. I'm in the same boat as everyone else. You know, I am not, I'm in inner city St. Louis. I am not in a bunker out in the middle of nowhere with, you know, 100 rifles and enough ammunition to take on the Taliban. I don't have that kind of stuff. I don't have those resources. So I don't know what to tell you guys. I really don't. Let your conscience be your guide. You know, as far as what's going to happen in the next couple of months, I really am probably of like mind somewhere between Clint and Jeff. I don't know, and, you know, really all I can do is speculate, too. You know, I can make predictions,
sure.
And we can go to Vegas, and we can bet on them, but I don't really know.
Amen.
I don't. I'd like to thank Charlie for coming on. Thank you, Charlie.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Always.
And I'd like
always
to thank Clint for being a guest this time with us. Clint, thanks for calling in and sticking with us. I really appreciate it.
Nah, it's my honor, brother. I'll be doing it from now on.
Right on. And everybody that called in, thank you for calling in. I want to thank Ted and Thomas for calling in also. Jeff, best co-host in the world, thank you very much.
No problem. Always love to do it. You know it.
Right. And then our main guest, Crypto, thanks for coming on. And, you know, I really hope what you say doesn't happen. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, hey, man, I agree
with really
you.
I really hope you're wrong. I really do.
Prepare for the
worst. I agree. But like I said, you know, those connections, I mean, you can't deny those connections.
But there's just too much going on right now at this moment in time, at the very present, literally as we speak. There's too much going on for me to say that something is not going to happen. I mean, all the signs point to something going on.
Very true.
All the signs point to it.
Everything is pointed to this date and this time. You know, it has been speculated since the summer, and you know, it's all very coincidental. And you know, I don't really believe in coincidence, but it's a very big possibility that shit is about to go down. You know, like I've said before, I don't personally think martial law will hit like a switch. I think it's a real slow progress. You know, we have no idea. We can only speculate.
Remember, it's been slow for a long time.
Yeah, very.
Well, thank you everybody for listening too. We appreciate it. We will be back on the air next week. I think that we bumped Mind Control this week to have this show because it was an important show to have, especially with everything going on too. We ironed a lot of stuff out. So thank you everybody. Thanks to our panel this week and thanks to the listeners, and we will talk to you next week.
Have a good night.
Take care, bye.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah, I do the same.
All right. We'll be right back.